From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Suriname, President and Parliament differ over how to deal with a constitutional and political crisis. Four people injured in a fight at Antigua's main prison. And who is Thabo Mbeki? We look at Nelson Mandela's successor. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The president of Suriname, Jules Widenbosch, is offering to hold early elections and to dissolve parliament after it approved a motion calling on him to resign. The vote had been triggered off by widespread street protests against the president's handling of the economy. But as Orin Gordon reports, what happens next is less than clear-cut.
It was parliament that voted to, in effect, sack the president. And unlike other parts of the Caribbean, it is they and not the government that must decide the question of how soon elections will be held. BBC Caribbean Report understands that the Constitution does not give the government the room to call fresh elections. The ball is back in the Assembly's court, and the government is waiting for some direction. The laws were framed to give all this power to Parliament because of Suriname's military past, a phase which was followed by authoritarian rule. Mr. Widenbosch's control started to slip once security forces made little impact on the demonstrators.
Orin Gordon, well, Jack Menke is a political